Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Welcome back to another week of Countdowns here on the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland also in studio. Thanks for joining us, taking the time to check out the program. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You should go and check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, produced and published every week by fine staff and volunteers of the National Campus Community Radio Association on that website, which is, again, earshot-online.com, the main feature being the National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 charting albums across the nation every single week, this week for the week ending Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. That top 50 list is a culmination of top 30 lists from over 30 campus community radio stations every single week. This week, 32 stations submitting, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and many features, including lots of reviews and interviews, lots of new stuff on there this week for albums such as the Soul Jazz Orchestra, Snake River, and Gang Signs, many of which you hear on the program. So go check all that out and more. Again, earshot-online.com.
And find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. We'll do that feature for you. Just reach out, earshot20@gmail.com. So first, I want to say, because this show is airing the week on our home station, airing the week of Remembrance Day, a big shout out to all the veterans out there, all those who have fought, given their lives for us. Thank you very much. It is it's an honor that we have you supporting us in our country. And also, big news, Brian and I have finally set our schedule for what it's going to look like for the next few weeks. And we've got about 4 weeks of countdowns left. Then we want you to join us for our Christmas special. We do it every year. It's a holiday fiesta right here at the station, at our home base. Fly in if you want to. Brian will pay your ticket. Come come see us. No?
You have way more money than I do.
But I want to try and incorporate, if people want to be part of the show, I know maybe we'll get Gianna to call in.
We had a lot of holiday messages last year, so maybe we can try to collect some more.
Yeah.
Some more nice messages again this year.
We still have that like call-in thing.
We have a phone number so we can give that out and people can call in and give us holiday messages. Last year we got a few greetings from different radio stations and bands and everything, so we'll send that out again. The phone line and voicemail box is still active. Yeah,
that's you know what I want to do. I want to use that, and then if people are listening to the Earshot 20 and they want to be part of the show, they could call in and be like, hey, I'm listening to you from this place and I love or don't love or only moderately like the Earshot 20, and then we can play it. I don't know. But anyway, we've got some countdowns to bring you over the next few weeks, and then we're going to be taking a break, of course, for the holiday season. But we will have our Christmas Eve special that we'll do. And then in the new year, it's going to be the top 20 of 2015. I can't even believe it feels like just yesterday, because of my job and the cycle of my job as a recruiter for the university. It seems like it was just yesterday that it was September and I was going into schools to do presentations. And now it's December, almost December. It's not quite December. It's November. But it seems like just yesterday that the year just started. And I don't know where time goes. You're going to find that even more now that you have a child. Time is going to go by quick.
I actually found, I mean, maybe it will eventually, but right now I've been like, oh, you're only a month old. And I feel like, oh, I felt like...
Would you grow up?
I feel like it's been a long time, actually, but maybe it's just because I've been so busy and doing different stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, we've got lots to bring you in the next 2 hours of the program. Steven's with us. We've got some music news, some great stuff to talk about. And Brian will have your lowdown a little later on in the program. What do we have for dips and bumps
this week, you know, Brian? I added a little bit of time to check out the charts this morning and kind of think about it just because we had some time in preparation. And we've had some pretty wild and wacky charts in the last while, more than normal. We have a new number one again this week, but it's been the same, like, three number ones bouncing back and forth. And or I noticed it, so I kind of look back, and over the last 10 weeks we've had three bands and albums be number one, but it's like they take turns. So like that goes all the way back to like at the beginning of September, I guess. We had Destroyer on the charts for like a pretty long time, and then US Girls took over, and then Destroyer came back for like 2 weeks, and then Ott came back for 2 weeks. Now we have a new number one again this week, so it's kind of been all over the place.
You know, and why? Because they're Canadian, and they're just kind. So like, oh no, you take your turn. Yeah.
And yeah, no, we have seven albums again this week that we didn't hear from last week, so not necessarily all new ones, but we do have two debuts this week. And a couple of that we're hearing for the first time as well. So lots and lots of new music, lots of movement, and not a single album in the same spot as it was the week before. So lots of stuff to talk about for sure. We have nine debuts as well below the top 20. So nothing is slowing down at all in the music scene at the moment.
Awesome. Well, let's get it started. Let's kick it off with number 20. We'll move up from there.
All right. We've heard this one before, but it wasn't on the charts on our program last week. It was all the way down at number 26. It's now at number 20, kicking it off this week. It is Ben Kaplan with Birds With Broken. And the song from that album we're going to hear is called Night Like Tonight. You heard from Jana Newsom in the past. It was Stephen Karlik's pick 1 week. And this week, her album debuts at number 19. The new one is called Divers. You're going to hear a track from that one called Goose Eggs. And back into the show again, it is Curta Pirot with Roses at number 18. Up for number 30, we're going to close that set of tunes out with The Way Back Home.
All right, here's your number 20 this week, Ben Kaplan, Night Like Tonight. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
On a night like tonight, when there's no one around, I don't have any friends in this town. Flip through my books, wash my clothes in the sink, and there's only one thought I can think. On a night like tonight, with no concert to play, but I'm stuck on the road anyway. A hotel room with an ashtray by the bed, and I can't get you out of my head. I just wanna sing you a love song, just wanna be by your side. I'm so through with these new foreign landscapes, I just wanna see your face. On a night like tonight, when my passion's been spent, I'm just working a job to pay rent. To be so far from home, to be living my dreams, I guess nothing is quite what it seems. On a night like tonight, when the rain keeps me here, I'm so tired of the usual sins. A church bell rings and I'm certain at last that I'm finally done with the past. And I know that at home you're still waiting for me to climb up those stairs. And I know that you're still hesitating, but baby, I'm already there. I just wanna sing you a love song, just wanna be by your side. I'm so through with these new boring landscapes, I just wanna see your face. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
What we built at the kiln that won't be still did not set well. The old veil of desire, like the vessels that we fired, fell thin as eggshells. And every season somebody burns down town, taking turns, taking a bus to take a train and just plain bumbles. Now the wind blows cold over the hills. Honey, I've been paying my bills, but honey, it's been a long time come to any use. And it hurt me bad when I heard the news that you got that call and could not refuse. A goose alone, I suppose, can know the loneliness of geese who never find their peace. Whether north or south or west or east, west or east. And I could never find my way to being the kind of friend we seem. The ramble and spoke for the scrambling of broken hopes and mistakes. And a stranger long ago, not you, honey, you I know, just spoke of broken hopes and old strangers. Now the wind blows cold so the sea. Tell you what, honey, you and me better run and see. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
All streams lie below the sea, and that's what's been told, that's why we're free. And careless we are when we are young, and all we could do was live through song. Came running to my life. Your laugh laced with gold and still gray eyes. Your voice left echoes in my mind. Were you someday to be mine?
That was Curti Pierrot with The Way Back Home. Her album is back into our show, and it is called Roses. It's at number 18, up from number 30. At number 19, Joanna Newsom, Divers, in a track called Goose Eggs. And we kicked it all off, as we always do, at number 20 with Ben Kaplan, Night Like Tonight. A track from his album Birds With Broken is on its way up from number 26.
All right, let's take a break from the countdown. Head to the phone line right now. Stephen Karlick is on the line with us and about to bring us some really great music news from Exclaim Magazine. Stephen, thanks for joining us again this week.
It is my pleasure.
And for and for those who don't know, you are the senior editor and just music newsman extraordinaire. I think that's what your official title is. But
yes, yeah, we had to shorten it for the business cards.
So. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got lots of news to talk about in this hour and the next hour of the program. I'm going to start with some sad news in this hour, unfortunately.
Yeah, I like to get the sad news out of the way first. This one is sadly an obituary for teenage Bottle Rocket drummer Brandon Carlisle. Carlisle has been in a coma since November 3rd and was recently taken off of life support, the band confirms. Facebook post from the band delivered late on November 6th had them explaining that, quote, Brandon didn't make it. He was reportedly unresponsive after being on life support for the last few days, and his family opted to take him off life support and, quote, let him gently move on. As previously reported, the drummer had been found unconscious in his Laramie, Wyoming home the other day, where his heart had stopped beating a few times en route to the ICU, and doctors noted he suffered a swelling of the brain due to a lack of oxygen. Carlisle was, of course, a founding member of the long-running Teenage Bottle Rocket, which he started with his twin brother Ray in the early 2000s. You can read the group's statement in full at exclaim.ca, but some sad news, and there's been an outpouring of love from the punk community.
So it's always tough stuff to talk about death in the music community, but great to see that there is a lot of support for him and his family.
Yeah, support and respect.
All right, we'll move away from that story and pick things up here a little bit. If you are thinking about the winter and you're thinking about all of the snow and you just want to get past it and into the summer, we've got some news for you about tour dates. It's the cure for your winter blues.
Yeah, now that summer's passed, all the bands are going on their own tours rather than playing one-off festival stages, and that includes UK gloom rock great The Cure, who put together a North American tour that's set to hit the road in the new year. They teased an announcement of shows in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, and now they've detailed their full touring plans. Canadian fans will be pleased to hear they have a few chances to see the band in our home and native land. The tour will kick off on May 11th in New Orleans and will travel through the southern United States and up the West Coast before landing in Vancouver on May 27th. The band will then play Toronto on either May 12th or 13th. That's not yet confirmed, but the band will hit Montreal the next day or 2 days later, depending, on May 14th. This is, of course, The Cure's first proper North American tour since 2008, and the lineup will feature original singer Robert Smith, as well as Simon Gallup, Jason Cooper, Roger O'Donnell, and Reeves Gabrels, as they, quote, explore 37 years of Cure songs, mixing hits, rarities, favorites, and as-yet unreleased tracks in a brand-new stage production. Scottish band The Twilight Sad will open all dates, and you can see them all at exclaim.ca.
Well, there you go, and we'll keep that momentum going, talking about tours for 2016. The Sheepdogs also announcing some tour dates.
Some tour dates and many, many Canadian tour dates, luckily for fans. Following some European gigs this month and a Grey Cup Festival concert series appearance in Winnipeg, the proper Canadian tour will kick off at the end of January. The band will start in Montreal and make their way out to the West Coast, wrapping up back in Ontario and Quebec in mid-March. All told, the 2016 outing consists of 23 shows. Of course, they released their album Future Nostalgia earlier this year, and you can see all those tour dates at exclaim.ca. Unfortunately, nothing on the East Coast right now, but a slew of dates through Ontario, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia. Weirdly, no dates in there are, of course, dates in Manitoba as well. That one date is their Grey Cup Festival Concert Series date, which I assume is why they're not stopping. But yeah, many chances across Canada to see the band.
Well, there you go. Lots of opportunities to catch some live music. So keep that on the calendar for yourself. And of course, exclaim.ca for all this and more. Stephen, thanks very much for this. And we'll get you to stick around on the line for the second hour of the program. More great news on the way. But first, we're going to get back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We're going to hear from City in Color again this week at number 17, down from number 8. If I Should Go Before You is the name of their latest album. You're going to hear a track from that one called Friends. And our second and final debut this week is at number 16. It is the latest from Deer Hunter on 4AD called Fading Frontier. You're going to hear a track from that one called Breaker.
Friends.
16.
Christ or credit? What's the price? What's the edit? I'm alive. I don't credit the source. I just drive. And then the fog grows in, and then they're blind. My enemies, they're just trying.
too long since I've been driving all night on the back roads winding under the stars. Let us slowly die.
Earshot 20.
That was Breaker by Deer Hunter from the album Fading Frontier, debuting at number 16 this week. And that was the band Deer Hunter. City in Color at number 17, down from number 8 with a track called Friends from the album If I Should Go Before You.
All right, so we've got a few more tracks that we're going to get to in this hour of the program to round out the first 10 of the top 20. Before we do that, a little chit-chat here about the old about Cupgate. No, but because I have an idea. This is the only reason I want to talk about this, because I have an idea for Starbucks. So the controversy around the Red Cup and not having anything holiday or anything on it. What I think they should do at Starbucks is sell little packages for 99 cents, little packages of stickers that have holiday things on them and all types of different festivities. And then you can buy the stickers and decorate your own cup. It's brilliant.
Great, you're a genius.
I'm taking it to Dragon's Den. There's been several things that I've said I'm going to take to Dragon's Den on this show. That's another one. That's going in the vault. I'm brilliant.
The vault?
Yeah.
What vault?
My vault of ideas. I have a vault.
Lots of cobwebs in there.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's up there with my store, my iTunes build your own CD music store.
Yeah. Classic.
All right. We're going to keep the charts going now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right. The band Gang Signs are back into the program. They are number 23 off the charts for our show just 1 week, and they're now at number 15 from the album Geist. You're going to hear a track called Heist. At number 14, up from 44, its debut, then that spot last week, it was the second album from Fuzz called 2, and you're going to hear a track called Rat Race.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
The Earshot 20.
That was Rat Race by Fuzz from the album 2 at number 14, up from his debut the week before at number 44, and back into our show after falling to number 23 the week before at 15. It was Gang Signs from the album Geist. You heard a song called Heist.
There you go. Did you do that on purpose?
No.
No?
They probably did.
I know you like rhymes, so you're a rhymer. We've got three more tracks to get to before this hour is complete, and we're going to do that now, and when we come back, we'll recap everything for you and to get you prepared, set up for the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
All right, his album re-enters the charts at number 13. It was in the show a couple weeks ago. It is David Gogo with Vicksburg Call. Here's a track called Fooling Myself.
We were together for so long, though, but then
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Heartlessly, you break the blame, my love.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Down just one spot this week to number 11. That was Kurt Vile. His latest album is called Believe I'm Going Down, and that was a track closing out our first hour called Wheelhouse. You heard Blame before that by Emily and Ogden, up one spot to number 12. Their latest album is called 10,000. And we kicked off that set of tunes with David Gogo. He has a new one out. It's called Vicksburg Call. It enters the Earshot National Top 50 at number 13. And you heard a track from that one called Fooling Myself.
There you go. The first 10 of the top 20 complete. This is the Earshot 20 broadcast and record from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to the program if you download us from radio4all.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in and stick around. Next hour of the program, we've got your top 10. Stephen Karlik's back. Brian's got your lowdown and so much more. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.